Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Female Gaze Podcast. I am your host, Alana Rodriguez. Jessie is not here this week because she's been in Ireland gallivanting. She's doing some shit somewhere. Ooh. So I have brought in my beautiful, lovely college BFF.
That
Alex
is
Gibson.
A generous
Wait,
adjective.
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
That
we
long?
Go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go way back.
We
go
Wait, what
back.
College?
You went Syracuse. To Syracuse?
Oh my God, amazing.
Yep. We were both straight.
Were.
No.
Were.
Well,
oh
no,
my God.
I had the biggest
were we
crush
all, though?
On Alana.
Wink, wink.
I was obsessed.
Wow.
But I never told her.
Oh. She never told me, but we were tight, like best friends. So we'd like spoon each other to bed.
Yeah.
And we would like go do all the things together.
I know
and then
exactly
we graduated,
what you're talking
you know?
About.
Oh my
exactly.
God.
I had a best friend that I was like, wait, what?
And I'm like, bitch, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah,
this
like,
whole
what?
Time.
When I, we always stayed in touch. And then when I came to the moved to the city a few years ago, I was like, oh, like, let's get margaritas. We haven't hung out in person in so long.
Yeah.
8 margaritas later, I was like, I used to be in love with
I
you.
Love you so
I love
much.
You so
Wait,
much.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, that was me and my best friend, but we actually went for it. So,
oh my
you
God.
Did?
Yeah, we just, yeah.
I think
Why
that
didn't
is
we
amazing.
Go for it?
Shall
we
this.
Go for it?
Shall we go for it?
I
right
have so
now?
Many questions. Oh my God.
Guys, also, by the way, the beautiful, lovely Gia Woods is the other voice talking to us.
Hey,
she's
guys.
Here today. She is a 22-year-old trailblazer in the music scene. We're going to talk all about her career, her amazing singles that are out, literally why she's such a gem of a human. But Gia, welcome.
Thank you.
She apparently also had a BFF in college that she was in love
There you
with,
go.
So.
I need
oh
to know
God.
More.
Well, it's crazy because, like, she was actually out, but I wasn't. Mm. And she told a friend of mine that she had a crush on me. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Well, I don't. And so I never really thought about it. But then the more I started to see her with other people, I was, like, kind of getting jealous. And I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And then one day I just realized, I was like, okay, I guess I do like her.
Yeah.
And I guess this is me. And
like
it was
like
another
her.
Side of me. And so we just one day, I think we would always hook up when we were drunk,
right.
But nothing ever really happened out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then one day we just like kept going and I was just like, okay.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you take advantage of the drunk moment. You're like, so do you?
Yeah, why are we always hooking up when we're
why
drunk?
Do we
like,
do
what's going
it?
On?
Because college girls are like that.
Yeah, it's
you're like
you don't want to do it when you're sober.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen.
You
or
have no idea.
If this person's still into you or if they're not anymore. You know,
exactly.
You never know. So
you never know.
I didn't know if I missed my time at the same time. So I was like,
right.
I'm just going to see, you know, let's get drunk.
And what ended up happening?
Well, so we started dating, but we actually didn't tell our friends because we were just a little, I don't know, my parents didn't know, so
right.
that was number one. And so I was like, my friends know, what if they slip, you know, when they're at my house? Or you never know. So I was really closeted in the first few months of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But then I told, you know, my other best friends, and we had a lot of mutual friends, obviously. So
yeah.
they ended up finding out, and they were also supportive. But then my family, it's weird because, like, I didn't tell them. So they actually ended up finding out through my music video, which was my first song, Only
which
Girl.
Which I want to talk about. And you're
yeah.
jumping
oh
the gun,
God.
Gia.
I'm so
you're
sorry.
Jumping the gun.
It's just the story. Ooh. It's like it all came together that way. It's a lot. So
I know. I want to get into all about your background, you know, growing up in a strict Persian household,
oh God.
Coming out with your music video
yeah.
right, in 2015. So we're going to get there. But first.
Sorry. Yes.
First.
That.
We're going to get to Float Your Boat and Be in Your Bonnet. And you guys have to help me because usually Jessie intros this and I have to say, when she says float your boat, I go toot toot. And when
toot,
she,
toot toot.
And when she says be
Here
in your
help.
Bonnet, you have to say buzz buzz bitch.
Okay.
Because basically the B is like something that pissed you off this week, right?
Okay, okay.
And then the boat is just like, it could be a piece of work, something that
so
really
So I literally
excites-
say buzz buzz bitch?
Yeah. yeah.
Just when like I, that.
Just
like
that's
that.
That's it. We're just going to work. Cut that, Tim. Cut it. And we'll use it. But but we're going to start with
bitch.
Boats. I'm like, question. You a beach? So let's start with our boats. Alex, you want to start?
So my boat. Wait, does this have a toot toot now?
Oh, float your boat.
Yeah, toot toot. okay, so last night I was actually at the Brooklyn Nets game. One of my friends, her boyfriend works for the Nets. So she got us some courtside seats, which is really cool. I was totally out of place. I mean, like, so out of place. But it happened to be Pride Night, and I went with my girlfriend.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so it was great. Like, they had all this
Wait, last night was Pride Night?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, like, they had all this Pride gear, and I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, what a fun time to come.
Yeah.
So then, during the game, my friend leans over, and she's like, oh, actually, one of our friends is going to propose to her girlfriend
Stop.
After halftime on the on the Jumbotron.
Goodbye.
And I'm like,
first of all,
wow.
No.
First of all,
oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
I don't want to hate on, like, Jumbotrons for asking questions, right. big questions.
Right.
But I'm
like, why there? Like, but at the same time, sometimes, right? Like,
yeah. But I'm
like, ah.
They seemed really, the girl seemed like she had no idea. And she really yeah. didn't. So it came to
oh
be halftime. And the way that they did it was they had this, like, the hype girl
yeah.
pull her aside and ask her these trivia questions. And they were all Pride trivia themed and stuff. Yeah. And so then the fourth question was a video message of her girlfriend spinning a basketball that said, "Will you marry me?" She gasped and then turned, and the
God.
Fiance was behind her on one knee.
No.
Then the crowd went wild.
No.
It was
God.
Crazy. And then she said yes. And then
everybody
said yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Can you imagine if she didn't?
God.
No.
Absolutely not.
It
I
was really sweet. And while that may not be everyone's
personally,
ideal
I would be
proposal,
like, no, thank you. Not around all these people.
Also,
like,
not on a Jumbotron.
I was like, this is so nice to see. Like, I can't imagine doing that 10 years ago.
True.
You know what I
Very
mean?
True.
So I was just yeah. like, wow, this is, and everybody in the crowd was cheering.
It's really cool to yeah. see those moments.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay, I feel a little hopeful. So then we're leaving the subway and like, I already know how I'm going to ask my girlfriend to marry me. But I was like,
Stop.
I was like, I wanted to just see what she would do. So I was like, so what did you think about that Jumbotron proposal? And she was like, if anyone ever did that to me, they just don't know me. I was like, Tom,
got it.
It's okay.
Tom.
Loud and clear.
Noted.
Message received. Don't worry. That's not how it's going to happen.
I also want to just disclaim that Alex and Tom, you guys sound like a cute old gay man couple when you say your names.
Oh, yeah.
Alex and Tom are coming
yeah.
to the party.
It's like I'm
And then it's these like two hot lesbians. Yeah. And it's dumb. You guys are dumb.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay,
so that's my vote.
How do you know who's going to do, like, who's going to do it first? What if she does it? Like, yeah. how do you, that's like something I actually, I'm like,
yeah.
thinking about. I'm like, what am I going
to
do?
Would you propose to someone?
I would, but then I'm like, what if I want them to do it
yeah,
for
like,
me?
Yeah, like, what if I'm your queen?
Yeah.
Propose to me.
Yeah, what the hell?
I thought about that too. And like, that is honestly the first question.
Or you could hint, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the first question that people ask me when they hear that, like, we've been in such a long relationship and then we yeah. live together.
How long?
Like, almost 2.5 years.
Oh, my God. I'm basically the same. 3.5 years.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're awesome. Basically married, too.
Yeah, basically.
So everyone, that's the first question that straight people ask, like, well, how does that work? Like, who's going to propose? And I'm like, well, I mean, I guess for us, like, whoever gets to it first. But
yeah.
it's funny that people think that. For some reason, proposing is different just because it's two people. It's,
yeah,
of the same
I know,
sex.
Right?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
and it's like it can just be
yeah.
the
exactly.
same.
Or they assume that the butchier girl is the one that's going to do it.
Right, and we both.
Oh my God, so true.
Right?
Yeah, very
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I know, and it's funny because like right. last year, one of my high school, really good high school friends, she proposed to her boyfriend, and
See?
Like.
I love that.
Okay, role reversal.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
For
fuck
once.
Yeah, it was great.
See,
yeah.
I don't hear that ever.
No.
So that's really refreshing
His
to hear
face
that.
His Facebook pictures are amazing. Amazing.
I would die to see. You have to show
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you have to
yeah,
show
yeah.
us.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
Show us. So good. So that's my vote.
That's your vote. Okay, I'm going to make my vote really quick. I think it was super rad. So obviously Oscar nominations came out. And I was really, really, really happy to see that. And I don't want to butcher her name, but Yalitza Aparicio from Roma was nominated. And so this is an article, and I'll link it. It's on Broadly. But basically, her nomination makes her the first Indigenous woman to be nominated for a leading role in Academy Awards history.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, that is.
You know what I mean? We're always seeing the same faces. You know, not enough.
Very true.
Not enough diversity. And, you know, that's like a whole thing in general. And Jessie would go on and on because she's the director of the crew. But I just thought it was so incredible to see. And this, like, amazing actress, this amazing performance, and she's actually getting recognition.
Hollywood's changing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look
it definitely
at
is.
If you look at the 25th anniversary Vanity Fair cover that's going to come out next Tuesday, Chadwick Boseman is on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Trying to think who else. Rami Malek is on
yeah.
there.
Oh, that was incredible. Did you guys watch the movie?
Yes,
dude.
Don't.
Insane.
Don't.
Insane.
But it's
him.
So funny.
I was like, are you him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he
yeah.
back?
Is he back?
Like, actually.
He fucking crushed it.
It's scary.
He crushed.
If you look at that cover with
yeah.
25 years ago, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Right. All of these white ladies.
Yeah, right.
She's like, great though. I love her.
Yes. Love her too.
One of my favorite songs.
Holy shit. But when you saw the two pictures next to it, you're just like,
we've seen this. Boring. Yeah. Let's try something
more,
else.
I think more and more people are seeing themselves represented.
Agreed.
However, they're being represented. Agreed. Sexual and identity, gender identity, whatever it is.
I think that's what's so incredible about you, Gia, that the work you're doing and what you're representing in terms of culture and LGBT young kids.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't have that growing
up. Isn't that crazy?
It's so important for kids to see that. And see that, like, oh, I'm not different. There's me. I could do that.
Right.
You know, it's not impossible.
Yeah, I feel like we're so ball teasing everyone that's listening right now because we're like, here's this mystery.
I know, right? But it's true. Like, we didn't have that many role models, like, changing the game or, you know, so it's like.
Absolutely not. And I want to talk about that. But let's get to your boat.
What's my boat?
What's your boat? Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Honestly, being here in New York and for music, because I've never been here to do music and promote my song and, you know, meet with different people and do the press runs.
Yeah.
Because, like, my girlfriend, actually, she's from New York. So I would come here just to go with her and visit her family. And, like, that was a nice change. But coming here to do music is a whole different other experience. Yeah. And staying in the city is also something else.
Hell yeah.
So I'm like, I would love to move here one day because it's just so alive, and like I feel like everyone really is hustling.
It's a vibe.
It really is, and you meet a lot of great people. Like in LA, I feel like not many people care to have a conversation when you're at a restaurant or talking to the waiter or whatever it is. Here, it's like everyone's really friendly, and they just want to get to know you. So
it's you either nice to love see that. Or you hate it in New York.
Honestly, I love it. So,
what is the saying? It's like if you can make it 2 years here, you can make it anywhere.
Anywhere.
And I really think that that's true.
That's really true. I agree with that.
I mean, when I moved to New York, I fucking hated it. Because I'm originally from Puerto Rico, so I'm used to everyone just being like, hey, ¿cómo estás? Like, smiling, and I went to Syracuse, whatever, college, went back home. I was doing my scuba shit because my family has a scuba shop down there.
Wait, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sick. So I was just living the island life, and I came to New York, and I was like, hey! You know, like, the
and everyone's like,
fuck you, get out of my way, you're walking slow, know how to use the subway. I was like, is this the green line or the yellow line? Like, I didn't know, and I hated it. And then after 2 years, I was like, I'm cynical as shit now.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God, me too. Everyone.
But you learn how to hustle. You know how to get, you know, like this is where it's at.
When I first moved here, if I couldn't get somewhere on the one train, I didn't go. I can't make it. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the difference was between express and local. One time I ended up in Brooklyn when I was trying to go two stops.
Oh my God.
I was such a baby. I was a
city baby.
You learn
so many
things
too. Like that's there's so many different places, Upper West Side. Like, I didn't understand that.
Yeah,
so now
and you don't need a car or LA traffic.
Yeah.
I can't drive. So
oh my God. I would never drive here, but I actually did, which is crazy.
You drove here?
That's amazing.
Well, not this trip. I know. My girlfriend is crazy. We rented a car last time we were here and she was like, oh, you're fine, like you'll just drive into the city, like let's go for the day from Long Island. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So we go and there's literally taxis bumping into me and left and right,
and people
are so angry at me. Someone got out of their car getting like
New Yorkers don't fuck around. They'll be like, what are you doing? They'll
I almost hit like 10 to 20 people. I'm not even kidding. I was like, I actually started crying at one point.
It's stressful.
Stop it, I need to get out.
Get away from me.
Tom is from Brooklyn and she does have an accent, but like her Brooklyn really comes out when she's driving. It's like a different persona. It's really something to see.
I feel like that's a lot of New Yorkers, actually. Yeah. Like, I have my A&R, actually. She's from New York. So whenever she drives me, she's like, we go to sessions together and she'll just be like honking and yelling at everybody. I'm like, oh, my God, calm down. But I'm like, you're from New York. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my inner psychopath came out last night. So we can talk about that. Mm-hmm. I guess that
always
would be
fun.
My
always fun.
Always fun to talk. Yeah. Listen,
I love being crazy.
I know. And last night it felt good.
Have your moment.
Because, so I guess this is my B. We'll do the B.
Buzz, buzz, bitch.
Buzz, bitch. So to keep it short, my ex and I broke up in October.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm chilling. it's fine. Everything's good. I left and I left her with the apartment. I left her with the car, all this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, this, you take it because I don't want
to. It was like a starter kit for her.
Yeah. I was like, I know I'm hurting you by leaving. Literally a starter kit.
And like, here you go, bitch.
Yeah. But okay, so next time you come to New York, we should go to the woods.
Oh,
every
my
Wednesday,
God, yeah.
The little every work. Wednesday night.
No.
We're going to take you into the forest. And Stacey's
never
going to see you.
Do you want to pick
where in New York? I'm like, are you, what?
We're going to the woods. So the woods, this is like awesome lesbian bar out in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
It's so much
every
fun.
Every Wednesday night.
We don't really have that in LA. We do, but like, it's not
yeah,
like
you have
consistent.
Like WeHo
but
whatever, the Abbey and overpriced.
Yeah.
But so I was at the woods last night. And I was with my friend who is actually from L.A. She's visiting. Long story short is my B is that my ex decided to charge at me like a raging bull because she suspects that I'm hooking up with someone that she knows and
called
everyone out. Yeah. Which
How, wait, where did it start coming from? Is it just because you hung out with this person a lot or was it like?
Well, so.
Uh-oh.
So, okay. Well, I guess we're going to go there. So let's go there.
I'm sorry. I'm so
comfy. So I met my ex through a girl that I was seeing because they worked together.
Okay.
And
oh,
the girl
wow.
that I was seeing, we were seeing each other for a little bit. And then we broke up, and then that's when I met my ex, and we dated for a year and a half.
Wow.
But me and the girl before, like, we've always been tight. We're friends.
And she was fine with it, right?
She, yeah. No, she hated it.
Oh,
the,
okay.
The girl before my ex hated it. But I was after, like, after a year and a half, like, we're all friends, like, every, you know, but we run in the same circles.
Right,
and
right.
we're still tight, you know what I mean? Like,
good,
everyone's
yeah.
tight, and it's fine. Not my ex and I. But anyway, so obviously the one night that I go to the woods with my friend from L.A., everyone is there.
Oh, my God.
And there was just a lot of drama, but basically my inner psychopath came out because it was 4 a.m. and I was yelling at outside the apartment of the girl that my ex is hooking up with because my ex has my car and was basically like, come take your car because I parked in a place and you probably don't want to get a ticket. So I was like, turn this car
Are
around.
You serious?
We're going into Jersey. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I'm going to go get my car. And then I just went full, I went full Puerto Rican. I got out of the car. I was like, get the fuck out of your house. Where's my car? And then inside, I was like, oh my God, Alana, you serial killer. Stop it.
No, I would do the same thing. I mean, why can't you move it? Just be nice.
Yeah, like, just be nice. I mean, I ended up getting my keys and taking my car
right.
back, which I guess was long overdue. But I went full psycho, and I don't really know if that's my bee other than I'm just venting right now.
That's a bee's
that's
nest.
A bee, yeah.
That's a bee's nest.
Yeah.
That's a fucking bee's nest.
I know.
Nest.
I do. Oh, I went full psycho. So there's my
breakups
bee.
Are never easy. So
no, they're not.
You know,
lesbian breakups are gnarly.
It's the hardest thing. I don't. Yeah. I try to explain it to like a lot of my friends, and they're like, I don't get it. And I'm
right.
like, no. Like, you just have to be in one to understand.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like losing your best
it's
girlfriend.
It's losing your best
mm-hmm.
girlfriend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you know, they want you to hurt just as much as they're hurting.
And you vent
so.
To them about everything.
Yes.
They know you better than anyone.
They know exactly
anyone,
how to hurt
you. Know?
You.
Yeah. Oh,
they know
yeah.
how to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
And then you have to start over and build back up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Because
yeah. yeah.
you've
yeah.
given them basically your
and
instruction
you
manual. And they're like,
yes,
okay,
like,
here's a wrench. Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And like you forget to be alone too. I don't
right.
know if you've ever lived with your partner before.
We were living
so,
together.
So yeah, I've experienced that too. And so it's like, oh God, this is weird. I haven't been alone in so long. I'm like, what do I do today? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
hello.
You know, if I'm not busy, I'm like, ugh.
Activities?
Read a book?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but yeah.
So there's my BL.
Oh, God.
I went on a all right, I blacked
no.
out when I was talking.
No,
I don't know.
Fine.
I'm going to hear this back
that.
And be like,
oh abort, abort.
Alex, what's your B? What's up? What's pissing you off this week?
My B is pretty minimal compared to that.
Okay. So is
now,
mine, actually.
I just want to preface this by right. saying that I am not typically a person to play games on my cell phone.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I just,
where
I,
are we
I,
going?
So I will play, though. I really like Words with Friends.
I always
love Scrabble.
A
I know,
nerd.
I know. But I'm.
Is it the one that's already in the text where you kind of pull it up and it's underneath the bar? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What are
it's
you
like,
talking
it's,
about?
It looks, okay. it looks like a cross.
I'll show
it looks like
you.
A crossword.
You're gonna be.
It looks
amazed.
Like it's like basically Scrabble for your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well.
Like I usually play with like my mom, my aunt, like my my friend's mom,
yes.
like. I just like it, and that's okay for me.
Right.
And so, like, the other day, I got this random request from this man, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
So we started playing, and I played this word, and he literally goes, he messages me the first words, do you even know what that means? I was like,
ew.
Get out of my sacred space.
Yeah,
this is Words with Friends. Yes, I know what it means.
Are you my friend
goes,
or not,
he, then he, then he goes, and then he goes, well, define it without looking it up. So I did,
oh,
and he goes, you looked it up. We got a cheater. And I was like, oh, really? Because I didn't. It seems that we got a fragile male ego.
What?
I was so mad, guys.
This is a rando on
fragile
Words
with
Friends.
Random. Yeah, that's
amazing.
Oh, the
picture,
my.
His profile picture is of
like
him on a horse.
With some random person
I hate him so much. Michael Centani, I hate you.
Fuck
wherever
you, Michael.
You're,
oh, your horse. My
I was
God.
Like, of all the spaces for a man to just come on
do
in and swing his dick, this is where you're going
to
get off?
No, this dude is a weirdo.
Friends?
Like for
agreed.
Sure.
Agreed.
Like,
get the fuck
weirdo.
Away from me,
agreed.
Guys. I'm sorry,
you're
but
heated.
I was really
this
angry.
Is his entertainment for the week. Honestly,
honestly
like, probably
like this
oh
should
God.
Say like how stressful my life is.
Yeah.
Is that like this is my worst?
I'd be stressed out too. I'm like, you don't know me.
I'm
like,
just gonna
and you're
like,
riding
don't
a horse
like you
as
do.
A grown ass man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you are awful.
You're terrible.
And also, you're
Michael,
losing.
You suck.
Right,
you are losing
again. You suck.
Oh my God,
I'm feeling passionate.
I need to take five.
Yeah, take five. Gio, what's up? What pissed you off this week?
Ugh, mine is pretty minimal too. After hearing yours, I'm like, but not mine.
And yours, not mine. Showing up at 5 a.m. demanding my car back. Not like that.
Oh my God. I just can't sleep. I feel like whenever I stay in Tuny City, I'm like, why can I not go to sleep?
Yeah.
It's because I'm in a new hotel and, you know, it's a different experience. Yeah.
During the day, my brain like saves all the things that it
that
wants
I
to talk to me about.
Think about. Yes. Yeah,
and then
thank
I lay in bed.
You.
Yes,
and then
it's like, did you do your taxes?
Yeah, honestly.
Remember that fourth grade project
things.
That you fucked up?
I'll just think about random memories when I was a younger like kid. Just random things. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's 5 a.m.
What's something I'm not doing? Like, what the hell?
You need therapy. Oh my God. I do.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I feel really good about this.
Nice. I feel like I was hanging out with my friends.
I know, but we're going to get into the juice now.
Oh yeah, now we're getting into the juice.
So,
is there a sound effect we have to make?
No, that's I don't.
Oh.
Good. That'll be it. Cut that too, Tim. Cut that too. So like I mentioned before, so Gia Woods, she is this fucking amazing musician. She's only 22. She was named Billboard's 2019 artist to watch, breakout star, but her debut was in 2015 with this incredible music video, Only a Girl, and that was essentially, and I'm not going to blow up your spot because I want you to talk about, but that was your coming out to people that never knew you were gay, to your family. So first of all, I guess let's go back. Let's talk a little bit about your upbringing, being, I mentioned this before, but being born and raised in a pretty conservative Persian household.
Obviously,
being gay is probably not okay,
no,
as it is in everywhere
no.
else. So A, let's talk about that. And then also what made you, what inspired you to create this and come out in such a public way and in such a creative way?
Right. So I don't know. I guess, I mean, growing up, I didn't think I was gay. I never had any hints or, you know, I didn't have anyone in my life to be like, oh, you know, there's other types of relationships and stuff like that. So being under that was really hard because I felt like a disconnect from my parents a lot of the time. Like I couldn't talk to them about normal things. Yeah. And, you know, in high school, especially when I was in a relationship, it was really secretive, and I would have my friend, my girlfriend over, and she would just be thinking, my parents would be thinking that I'm just hanging out with my friend and my best friend. So that was definitely really hard for me. I still feel that disconnect with them sometimes because it's just, I know they're old fashioned and I can never change them. Yeah. So it's something they're going to have to grow into themselves.
Yeah.
But for me, I was like, this video is, you know, it's going to do something for me, whether it does something for my parents or whether they believe it or not, whether they think it's a phase. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, I need to let this off my chest because I was also kind of keeping it from my manager at the time when I first started working with them because I was kind of writing songs and I wasn't saying he or she, and that was starting to get really annoying. I was like, okay, so if I'm going to be releasing music, like, what, I'm just going to keep lying to myself and the people that are listening, they're not going to really truly get to know me. So that's why I came out in such a big way. I was like, only a girl, literally. So literally. I feel like that was the best way I could really put myself out there, and I just wanted the first song to just be all of it and all of me. So,
and how did they find the video? Like, did you show it to them?
I sent them the link. I texted it to my mom, and she watched it in the other room, like the day it premiered on Complex. And I was just freaking out. I was like, oh my God, what is she gonna do? Yeah. Like, is she gonna yell at me? Am I gonna be, you know, doot doot? Like, who knows? And so she came in and was like, oh, that was cool. Like, you know, like it was like what? Like, I kissed a girl, Katy Perry, and like thinking it's, oh, like, is this just for music? Or is this actually what you're doing? Or I don't know. Like, whatever she thought at the time, I know it wasn't what she, what it is to me. So that was definitely very weird. And I was like, all right, you're definitely in denial, but I'll just let you have it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general, like, obviously you're an incredible artist and you're creating music that is speaking to people that are, I mean, we said this before that, and we said this even earlier today, like, we didn't have people to look up to.
No one.
When we were growing up, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't think a single gay person lived in my town.
No.
And if they did, they weren't out.
No. Exactly.
And even when we were in college, like, we didn't feel like it was okay to be gay.
No.
And yeah. even, and I was born and raised in a very musical household.
Were you? Oh,
yeah.
My God, that's really
so
cool.
So I've always been, like,
well,
music
this makes
is
sense.
Just,
oh, my God, yeah.
And music has just been kind of, you know, in my blood, but it's like, who do you look up to? We had, like, what, Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah. That's it. That's where the list stops.
Right. That was
and Ellen DeGeneres.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
And not for nothing, but they're two white girls too. So it's like there was nobody that looked like me.
I didn't have a Persian girl or a Middle Eastern anyone.
Well, that's the thing because it's even now, like, kids now that are coming up and they're listening and to your story, that's inspiration for a younger generation to be like, I can be me.
Right.
You know, because even now, my family, my Puerto Rican family, they have no idea.
Really?
No idea.
Oh, my God. So you kind of understand what I'm going. Yeah. 100%.
Wow. And it's one of those things where I'm like, you guys are never going to understand.
Until you see the ring. Right?
Until you see the ring. Yeah. And hopefully. I was just in Puerto Rico for the holidays, and one of my aunts pulled me aside, and she was like, hey, so, you know, what happened with that girl that you were seeing? Because obviously I'm like, you know, she was on my social media.
Right.
My family follows me. I block them on my stories, but that's fine.
Oh, my God. Been there, done that.
You know what I'm saying? But,
yes.
I was telling her the story. I was like, you know what? It didn't work out. I wish her the best, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, well, you know, we were all talking, the aunts, right, the tias, and we knew it was just a
Wait,
face.
I have a lot of aunts, too.
Yeah.
That's very big person. My mom has, like, 7 to 8 different siblings.
Yes.
I can't
wow.
even keep up.
That's the thing.
I think there's more.
Seven.
I'm not even kidding. Yeah. I think I haven't met some of them. They're in Iran, so I'm like, what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're just like, okay, massive family. But she was like, you know, and we knew it was just going to be a phase.
Right. Right.
And I was like,
and I'm like, right?
Okay, I don't know what to say. But it's like there's a disconnect there. And because... Because I didn't have people to look up to, it's still hard to have these conversations.
Right,
you know, and when you wrote the love letter to the LGBT community, that's
oh, you saw that?
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Absolutely. And we'll link it. That to me was like, I wish I had that shit when I was growing up.
Oh my God.
You know?
I always think too, like, as long as one kid that's questioning or doesn't feel comfortable themselves, or not even kid, any person,
right.
you know, sees themselves reflected or hears someone else's story and it encourages them to be more okay with themselves,
that
done
opens
your, you've done
so
your job.
Many different
one things. Person.
Exactly. One person. That's
one
it.
Person.
I agree.
One person. It's
100%.
Crazy. It's crazy.
So many people reached out to me, too. It was crazy. Like, I was getting videos of people telling me their story through Instagram, and I got people singing the songs, and I was like, this
God.
Is so cool. I'm like, yay, it's doing something. That's all that matters to me, you know?
Right. And that was your debut, right?
Right.
And
yes.
then, so talk to us about the music that came afterwards. Your single with Matoma.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything that's happened since. So what has been inspiring this music? Are you riding the wave of creativity mixed with LGBT? Or what are you looking to? Let's just talk about your musical career, because I want everyone to hear about that.
It's a lot. So when I released Only a Girl, I kind of was like, what is going to be my next thing? Like, what am I going to release after this? Because I didn't really sit with my sound. I was like, I don't fully know what my sound is. So it all happened so fast. I wasn't really expecting the video to do as well as it did. And so it was a lot, and there was a lot of pressure. So for me, I needed those, you know, next 2 years just to fully dive in more into myself and try different things. So I was in a lot of writing sessions because I got a publishing deal right after that. So that was really cool. And I got to meet a lot of amazing writers to co-write with. I met a lot of amazing producers to work with. And that definitely made me really understand. I'm like, wow, I can try so many different things here. Like, there's a lot to work with. And my biggest inspiration has been, like, Madonna. And, you know, I love Radiohead. I love Bjork. I love Green Day. So I kind of wanted to mix all of that and find my own way, you know. So
did you feel pressure after having that first big hit for
a
follow-up? How did you deal with that?
I was like really excited, obviously, and so thankful, but at the same time I was just like, oh God, what's next?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what am I going to be putting out now?
Right.
And so that was a lot to discover, but I think I just started to dive in more into myself, and I realized, like, I really love talking about all my crazy relationships, and, you know, like, who doesn't?
Hell
so
yeah.
That became my focus and my therapy, and, you know, because I couldn't talk to my parents about it. So that is why I feel like I just started writing so much about that. And so, so those next few years, I just started writing every day, and it slowly but surely started becoming my sound. I think it's a mixture of just everything. I start everything on a guitar, though, so that's, like, for sure, always.
Yeah.
And I taught myself piano. I was in orchestra growing up.
Hey.
I was in choir. So definitely lots of, like, learning and music. So I was always musical, you know. So it was just the matter of finding my sound. And I think it's definitely come together now.
You feel absolutely. Like you found your sound?
Definitely. Definitely. It's everything. Yeah. I don't know. This is not one word for
you
it.
You have a very mm-hmm. distinct sound.
I'm cool with that, though, because yeah. I think my voice is never going to change. Agreed. And what I'm talking about is always going to be honest. So
exactly.
That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. There could be a guitar on a song. There could be, you know, violins. There could be, you know, piano. Who cares, you know? Yeah. It doesn't always have to be super, super cohesive, you yeah, know?
Absolutely.
I just think you should be cohesive.
And I feel like people can tell when someone's being authentic and when
yeah,
someone's not
being
authentic.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing, being genuine. Because mm-hmm. you can tell when, like, back in the day, there was a lot of manufactured pop stars, and you feel like there was a disconnection in a way. But even though I love all my pop stars, like, I love Britney Spears, and yeah. she's actually really cool. I don't know if you've
Do you follow her on
yes,
Instagram?
Instagram.
You
see her little
she's
paintings?
So
I'm
funny.
Like,
she's so funny.
She is 100% on crack, and I'm
right?
for it. I live for
I
it.
I love her.
I breathe for her.
She
whatever.
Was my first concert. So
oh, my God.
Insane.
She was at your
little
first concert?
She was
like,
my first tape because
wait,
I'm
Wait, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby One More Time?
No. Well, what? Yeah, Baby One More yeah. Time was on it, but my favorite song was the one that was like, soda pop, shabop, shabop.
Yes!
Taking in a can't
stop. Oh, my God.
I was like, fuck yeah, this is my fucking jam.
Oh, my God. She was
this
cute, too.
Life.
I was like, hi.
I know, she was like, yeah. Whatever. I, like, still thought that I was had, like, a poster of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my God. Yeah, same. And Sync actually was
yes.
mine. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I was obsessed with that noodle hair, you know?
Just oh, what, the ramen.
yeah.
The ramen look? Right?
Oh, more ramen. Sorry, that's such a better description.
yeah,
yeah.
The noodle hair? So
yeah, the noodle hair. 100%.
I had the fucking, what is it, the big-ass poster. And every day
right?
I'd be like, good morning, Kevin. right. And I would kiss him with my little oh my glitter lipstick. And then I look back and I'm like, ew, Kevin of
oh
all Backstreet
my
Boys.
God.
I was obsessed with Jack Dawson from Titanic.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yes.
The character of Jack Dawson.
Actually.
I made a whole mural in my basement of Jack
okay,
of Leonardo DiCaprio as Jack Dawson.
You're a psychopath.
And I was
and
like,
that's all right.
I think we're all psycho right
And
now.
I was like, gosh, I realized later, though, that I didn't have a crush on him. I wanted to be him.
100%.
And then that made a lot more
Ooh,
sense
you're
to me.
No,
yes.
Kidding.
Yeah, no, that's definitely
no, she's
true.
She's psychotic. I've known her for plenty of years.
You
now.
Know,
she's
mine was also Billy Joe Armstrong. I don't know if you guys know
Oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah, Green Day,
okay.
right?
Green Day. Obsessed.
What was their, Dookie's my favorite
yes.
Green Day album.
Actually, that
down.
One. That was my favorite as well. That was literally what got me into Green Day because my sister was obsessed with them. So I kind of got into what my sister was into, you know? Like everyone has that cool older sister. So that was mine. She had good music taste, thank God.
Yeah.
So I was obsessed with him. I really wanted to marry him. I don't know if it was the eyeliner. There was something 100%. About it, you know?
That Andro moment.
The way he played on stage with his guitar, he had like those, you know, go-to moves. I was like,
Hell
oh my God,
yeah.
stop me.
What do you so okay? Speaking of stage, you performed at LA Pride in 2016.
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about that. How was that,
dude? That was crazy because I wasn't expecting it to be like as big as it was. I didn't know what the crowd size was. I know it was going to be a big deal, but I just didn't know, you know, what the numbers were.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I walk on stage, little old me just tapping my way through, and I'm like, what the
tip tap
tap tip tap tap. I get on stage, and I'm like, oh motherfucker.
Yeah.
like. 3,000 people.
Oh
my
God.
First show. So I was freaking out.
What
like,
a debut.
Internally, I tried to look cool on stage, you know, like, I'm not shy. But I was like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. My anxiety went from here to here.
Did you black out? But,
no, I didn't, though. It's weird. Like, at first I walked in and I was, you know, obviously nervous because I wasn't,
right.
I didn't really see behind the stage. I was in the back. So then I started to perform and I was like, wait, I got so into it. Like, the audience especially, I don't know if it's the LGBTQ community, but it's like they didn't know the song. Some of them, I'm sure, didn't know the song because I was new, mm-hmm. and some of them may have, but they were all so supportive and like dancing. Some people were trying to Shazam. My manager was in the crowd and he was like, yeah, I saw like so many different people trying to Shazam your songs.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I was like, oh. No fucking way. That's insane. So in a lot, it was crazy. I was like, wow, this is exactly the first show I could have ever asked. This is the best show I could have ever asked for.
That's what
for
I love so much about the LGBT community, too. It's like, they're just so, it's like a
they
warm hug.
They just have a good
hug.
Time, and and like, you
and
can really
like,
feel it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And when
it's really genuine.
100%.
It doesn't feel forced, you know?
100%. And to Alex's point earlier, like, genuine knows genuine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And just you being who you are. That's what the community needs.
Right,
we need
right.
more of you. We need a lot of that. We need it all.
Well, I think everybody in the LGBTQ community on some level feels other and has felt other.
Right.
And that's the common thread. And so when you meet somebody that has experienced what you've experienced on some, it might be totally different, but there's a common thread there. And I think that just makes you kindred spirits right off the bat.
Very true.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's incredible about, I was just thinking, because I keep in my head thinking there had to be more gay people making music, right?
I'm like,
but
yeah, who See, I mean, Madonna, I don't know, is she or?
I mean, she's like fluid as fuck.
That's
I'm
the
sure.
thing. That's why I think that was my, you know, yeah. role model.
But what
she
I,
was, you know,
she's Madonna.
Yeah, she is. Madonna.
What I love about your music videos is they are fearless.
Thank you.
Fearless. So, I mean, everyone that's listening right now, you need to watch every single music video because they are bangers. They're
Thank
hot,
you.
First of all.
Oh my God.
The sound is incredible, beautiful, and it's just the imagery. So, are you, how involved are you in that creative
Very
process?
Very involved, actually. I actually shot three videos for these next three songs that are coming out. And
toot toot.
Yes.
Toot toot. Toot.
I helped cast the whole crew. Like, one of them, I had to get a bunch of models. And so I actually went on Instagram and I reached out to like maybe 10 different people, yeah. random people I didn't even know. So I was like, hi, I'm having a music video. And
I think I remember
like
getting
you'd be
that
the perfect. I'm dead, right? That probably, I probably must shut up. I'm not even kidding. I DM'd so many people, but I was like, it's crazy because I found a lot of models that, you know, didn't have crazy following, you know, and it was like, wow, you have a really interesting look. I'm like, I found it first.
Yes.
So it was really cool to be involved on that side. And also my best friend from elementary school was in it. So that was really cool. And I had that moment. So I helped cast that crew. That was really fun. And then the other ones, I also was just thinking about, you know, specific details on what the image is going to be, what the lighting's going to be. When I was there, I was very involved in that because I'm all about lighting.
The What I Like music video was dope.
Oh my God, thank you.
The hair and makeup, the lighting, that was like
I feel like a queen that night.
You were a queen. You were a queen,
especially the crown, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, moving forward in your musical career, how, where, outside of music, right? You're also creative, you're a visionary, right? So what is your vision, I guess, for all the music that's coming out next? The three that you have, the three songs, right, that are coming out
right,
soon.
Right, yes.
Like, I'm just starstruck right now. And
oh my God.
I just want everyone to know about you outside of just being, you know, a singer-songwriter, because there's so much more to the art that you create.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, you know, every music video is a story. So I just hope I can always be telling the truth and, you know, finding my own way of saying it. And it's not always like, when you see someone acting on a music video, it's like, it's not really like, It's actually like less about the song and it's less about showing, you know, the truth, like in your movements or, you know, everything. So that is really big for me. And that's my biggest vision, is just literally being genuine. And it's even outside of music, to my friends, to family. Like, I'm always the person that I feel like people come to for advice because I really give it to them. And so, and I like just love to talk to people. So I like to get to know their stories. So I think my vision is just being a voice, you know, for anyone who needs to talk to me, just DM me, literally. Like, I will answer. Like, I just love to, you know, be there for anyone who's gone through similar things and just everything.
The one last thing that I want to do is the hot takes wheel. So basically, we spin it, or you spin it rather, and whatever it lands on, we kind of just talk about. It's like a quick feminist
Let's
debate.
Do it.
So spin the wheel. And also, this is trash wheel.
Oh my God.
And it literally doesn't spin, so you can I'll let you cheat, but just spin that shit and see.
Let's do it.
I don't even know like what that does, but let's just figure it out.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to hold it this way.
Yeah.
Woo! Is it in the middle? Oh, no.
Well, you can choose then. Which one? So right now, guys, she's choosing between.
I didn't read that. Sorry. Wait, what?
Yes or no to the phrase, you guys. And the second one is chivalry dead and do we care? Which one do you want to talk about since the thing?
Let's do the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
To the phrase, you guys. And remember to think about it from the female gaze, right? So you guys, referring to people as you guys. Yes. Do we like it? Do we care? What's up?
You guys. I feel like it's just not like, why can't you just like, hey guys, why is it like that? What
right.
does that mean?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
hey friends.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people.
In the middle. It's weird.
Agreed. I feel like there's a lot of people who are like, who maybe get a little too sensitive, you know, and they're like, why are you saying guys? We're also women in this group of people.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
Then there's also just people that are, they have no harm. They're just saying, hey guys.
Hey guys. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's totally fine.
I'm in the middle. It depends. I know there's people, I'm sure, that could be offended by it. And there's people that won't. But like,
but
I personally don't find it offensive.
What would you say? Hello, all.
Greetings.
Hey,
friends.
Hey, but what if they're not your friends?
Oh, that is true.
You know,
okay, then
like,
never mind.
Guys and girls, or
hello, all.
Hello, all.
Per my last email.
Oh my God. per my last email. See below.
Oh my God.
I love doing that.
Circling back.
Yeah, I don't know. You can always offend people. I feel like you can offend people with anything. So yeah. I always try to stay in the middle about it, you know? Yeah.
I think we got to pick our battles.
Yeah,
this
we
is
do.
Not it. This is not it. This is not it. I don't care.
You're being extra if you're feeling tight about the phrase.
But that is also us coming from a cis place.
Yeah.
You know? True. So I don't know if that's really sensitive I'm like, to other people.
True.
But I'm not, for me as a cis female, I don't give a shit about that. But I don't experience those microaggressions the way that other
either,
people do.
I don't either. But guys, whoever's listening, DM us as you always do. And I seriously appreciate
that. Yeah,
guys. Guys, oh my God, fuck. Hello,
see?
All.
Hello, people.
Excuse me, butterflies. Please let us know.
We love
think.
Butterflies.
Oh, maybe that's nice.
That's going to be
butterflies.
That's
cute. That's so cute.
Nice.
Hey, butterflies.
I love us.
All right, so Gia, what's next for you? 2019 is lit. It's the end of January.
A lot of new music.
That's when's all. It coming out? Where can we find it?
Every month, next Friday, my first single's coming out, Jump the Fence.
Toot toot.
I'm so excited with the video, so
yeah.
Get tuned. And I'm going to be dropping music every month.
Amazing.
And hopefully touring soon.
Wow, you're so shows. Generous.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm stoked. And where can we find you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at GeoWands, you know, yeah. Spotify, YouTube, you know.
Hey. All the places.
Are you on LinkedIn?
All the places. Actually, yeah, no, definitely not.
Well, you might want to consider that. It's 2019.
Catch me on G Chat.
Oh my God.
Hotmail? Anyone?
Oh my God, I missed that.
I know. RIP.
That was cute for a moment.
Yeah, and then it died.
It died.
Like everything.
Gmail
else.
All the way.
Gmail.
Can
all
I ask
the way.
One more question
Absolutely.
Before we wrap?
Yes.
I would love if everyone could share their first and or most embarrassing AIM screen name.
Oh fuck.
Ooh. That's it.
I don't remember my first, but I do very distinctly remember something along the lines of, did you catch me as I walked by or should I do it again? Like something literally.
For your away message?
For my, no. Like I had MSN Messenger because I was not in America.
Okay.
So we had long ass names.
I was
gonna
say.
I had the asterisks. I had the little squigglies. And should I walk by again? Like who are you,
wow.
You little fucking 10-year-old
oh,
troll
my
whore?
God.
No, I don't, but that's, yeah, I don't. No, that's it. That's all I can remember.
Mine's a toss-up between Blonde on a Beach 87.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Or worse, I think, in alternating upper and lower case, MJ Nike Town 2334.
I hate you.
I hate you.
Do you think I should make it my words with friend's
100%
name?
100%. And
that's
go back
amazing.
To Michael on the fucking horse.
That's amazing. Oh
beach Blonde 90 what?
Blonde on a Beach.
Oh, Blonde.
87 at AOL.com.
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed. This is your mind. I don't
What's yours?
Share.
Nothing can be worse than
Funky
those.
Girl 321.
Monkey Girl?
Three,
Funky
two, Girl.
I have no idea what was going Funky. Through my head.
Ooh.
Funky Girl,
you were feeling a little,
like,
you were feeling a little zippy.
Soulful. You were feeling
probably.
Wild.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm funky.
Yeah,
get to know me.
A little zippy.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, exactly, guys.
So
hell yeah.
Let's start a group chat.
Let's
bring it
do
back.
It.
Bring
it
back.
Let's bring
it back.
I'm very down.
We'll do a group chat. We'll do a words with friends. We'll all troll Michael.
Yeah, fuck
I'm not over this.
I'm
not. We're done.
Michael needs to go.
Yeah, you're done, Michael. You're
done.
He's like, I'm sorry, the female what? I don't even know the fuck you guys are. Gia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you.
Treat.
This was really nice.
I felt like
I was with my best friends. I'm not even kidding.
100%.
Did we just become best friends?
Did we?
Can we all hang
out? It's only this? Official when we join on Words with Friends.
True.
That's true.
Okay, deal.
But we're definitely
I'll be there then.
Hey. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Female Gaze Podcast. As always, you can find us at Female Gaze Pod on Instagram. Jesse knows the Twitter. I forgot it. I think it's the same thing. Please slide in our DMs.
Slide in the DMs.
Everything you guys have been telling us is really making our hearts literally want to kill themselves because it's really sweet. All the feedback. We're going to be posting everything, all the articles we referred to, all of Gia's amazing music videos. We're going to be letting you know where to find her. So thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.